Good day to you. This is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap for Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest updates from Australia's financial sector. Our top economic story for today, Thursday, December 19, 2024, reveals that consumer confidence is presently on a shaky footing as our year draws to a close. Despite hopes raised by improvements earlier in the year, recent signals hint at wavering confidence. There has been a minor slip in December's Westpac Melbourne Institute Index by 2%, down to 92.8 points. Even though we see gains in our current financial conditions, clouds of uncertainty loom large over future market dynamics, primarily due to global political instabilities and the often unpredictable game of inflation. The pivot point is the Reserve Bank's cash rate increasing to 4.35%, which highlights inflation concerns. However, brighter prospects emerge in the retail sector, suggesting a readiness for significant purchases among consumers. Stability remains in our grasp, yet rising international uncertainties, including ones tied to the U.S. policy under President Trump, are impacting consumer sentiment. Delving into the land of superannuation, an MFS Global Retirement Survey has shed light on a surprising gap in financial advice among superannuation members. Almost 3 in 10 respondents are seeking advice from professional financial advisors. This leaves a broad majority navigating the financial seas, relying on sources like super funds and financial media. Interestingly, the younger generations are showing a clear preference for these sources over professional guidance. Misconceptions are worryingly on the rise, especially in terms of passive and active funds. Most alarmingly, a fair number view passive funds as low risk, when they are, in fact, subject to market volatilities. With growing complexities in markets, the importance of professional advice cannot be overstated, reminding me to say knowledge is power. So let's bridge this financial advice gap, Australia. Now switching gears slightly to housing. As we gear up for the festive season's cheer, Australian homeowners brace for a less merry surprise due to escalating mortgage rates. The Reserve Bank of Australia's cash rate stands firm at 4.35%, yet leading lenders have amplified both fixed and variable rates, stirring the melting pot of borrowers' financial planning. However, there remains the proverbial silver lining. A potential rate cut of 0.25% could bring relief to homeowners on a $600,000 loan by shedding off $101 from their payments. So let's hold on tight to the reindeer reins as we navigate through this uncertain financial blizzard. Finally, it's been an earthquake in Australia's life insurance arena as MLC Life Insurance and Resolution Life subsidiaries in New Zealand march towards a mega merger worth $13 billion. This deal paves the path for Nippon Life, the global insurance titan from Japan, to gain full control of Resolution Life Australasia, along with acquiring NAB's remaining stake in MLC. Born out of this union is Ascenda, poised to become a powerhouse in Australia's life insurance sector. With innovation and customer satisfaction as key goals, Ascenda might just be the breath of fresh air the insurance sector needs. That wraps up our financial news for today. Do remember, for comprehensive advice and assistance on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori signing off, hoping your financial foundations remain strong amidst these changing tides. Stay savvy, Australia, and have a great day.